Yata Dishmaya. Today we're beginning Simin Pei Tes in Yardea for Beginners, the halachos of waiting between meat and milk. Okay, that's what we're going to be discussing today. So here let's start immediately with Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Achal basar, if a person eats meat, afilu shel chaya va'of, even if it's a chaya. Chaya means a wild animal, and an oaf. Even if you ate chicken or meat from a wild animal, that's kosher, for example, like from a deer, lo yachol gvina acharav. Now the question is, why did the Mechaber say afilu, even? What's the chiddush over here? So this, like most things, is a gemara. It's a gemara daf kufei. And the gemara tells us the following chiddush. Why can't you eat meat after milk? Well, it's a gzeira. We're afraid that if a person's going to do that, so then the halacha is that he's going to come to eat meat and milk that's cooked together. So you can't eat meat and milk simultaneously, and there needs to be a space of time between the eating of both of them. But I might have thought that that only applies to those things that could come to an Isur D'Oraisa. We've learned in the past that there's a machlokas rishonim whether chicken is an isur d'oraisa, but actually we paskin that it's not. So that's dafilu. Dafilu is that even though we're talking about a concern, that's only a concern of a derabbanan, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be aser.
You know, chay is derabbanan?
And chay is also derabbanan, right. Correct. Because the Gemara tells us in Perakol HaBasar that since the Torah says gedi, so it means ke'en gedi, those things are similar to a gedi. So and a gedi is a goat, and a goat is very different than a deer. So that's only gonna, those are going to be an Isur.
Which animals would fall under a chayav category?
Like those turkey? Animals that are not domesticated, turkey's probably domesticated. Those animals are not domesticated, but are still kosher. Right. Now the Taz asks an interesting kasha. The Taz asks the following question. He says, wait a second. The Isser itself is only a din d'rabbanan. The Isser of chayev of is only an Isser d'rabbanan. And we're making a gzeira on that. We're making a gzeira as on that. So where does the Taz ask this question? Taz doesn't ask this question by us over here. The Taz raises this question. Yeah. The Taz asks this question at the beginning of Simen Peches, where the Taz points out that when it comes to the prohibition of putting food on a table with other food, that you might come to eat them together, so then that in itself is only a gzera on a gzera. Because what's the worst thing? If you eat meat and cheese together, is that an Isur D'Oraisa? No, even that's not an Isur D'Oraisa. So the Taz points out that there are times that we make a gzera l'gzera. So over here, the Pashtus, this is a gzera l'gzera. That this would be one gzera and made with another gzera. The Taz, in the beginning of Peches, explains why in general we have a rule that we don't make a gzera l'gzera, but over here we'll make a gzera l'gzera. Okay, so the bottom line is that if you have meat, then you have to wait 6 hours to eat cheese, but not only meat that's asr min haTorah, even eat meat that's asr midrabbanan. Back inside the Mechaber, achal basar afilu shel chayav of lo yochal gvina acharav, ad sheyishah sheishos, you have to wait 6 hours. V'afilu imshah kishir, and even if you wait 6 hours, im yesh basar bein hashinayim, tzarech lahasiro, if there's meat between your teeth, you have to get rid of it. Every once in a while this will happen, and you'll wake up in the morning, and if you didn't brush your teeth well the night before, you might notice that there's still meat in between your teeth, and in such a case, then you wouldn't be allowed to drink coffee after 6 hours, according to one opinion. We're going to see in a moment those two opinions. V'haloes latinok tzarech lahamtin, as well as if you chew to give to a child the food, you need to wait. Behind this sentence in the Mechaber is a very, very fascinating machlokas rishon. The Gemara tells us that the pasuk says by the avera that Klal Yisrael did, eating the slav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, they were so, it's what's referred to in the Pesukim as Kivros HaTaava, they were so filled of Taiva that they wanted to have meat, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the meat, and then a plague started. The Pasuk says, V'habosor Eidenu Pen Shinem, the meat was still between their teeth when the plague starts. So the Gemara discusses, what is the halacha if you find meat between your teeth? And the Gemara says that is also going to be aser. And here there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi how to read that Gemara. The Rambam understands that the Gemara is really giving us the reason why we wait 6 hours. The reason we wait for 6 hours is because of the tam basar between the teeth. That's what we're concerned about. We're concerned about the tam basar between the teeth. Since we're concerned about the tam basar between the teeth, the Gemara asks, how long is that period of time? And the Gemara assesses that it's six hours. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it's 6 hours because for 6 hours it's normal to have meat between your teeth. After 6 hours, it's not normal to have meat between your teeth. That's the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. And that is the Rambam's reason for waiting 6 hours. Just a second, Rabbi Yonah. However, the Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds that when the Gemara was asking the question, the Gemara wasn't talking about 6 hours. The Gemara was talking about even after 6 hours. Because the Gemara holds that 6 hours, the reason we wait is a totally different reason. And that is that for 6 hours, there's tam basar in the palate. Your palate is still tasting tam basar. Since your palate is going to be tasting tam basar, the Gemara says that we wait 6 hours in between the two. So we have a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, number one, or the primary machlokas is, what is the reason that we wait between meat and milk? The Rambam says it's because of basar between your teeth. And the Rambam says that the Gemara is asking, how long is that period of time? And the Gemara says, 6 hours. 6 hours. And after that period of time, that's not chashav al pi halacha. That meat is not halachically significant. According to Rashi, no. That has nothing to do, the basar between the teeth has nothing to do with the reason why we wait. The reason why we wait is because of the tam basar in the palate. And the Gemara's question is, but what happens if after 6 hours you have basar between the teeth? And the Gemara says, v'habasar edenu ben shineyem, that even after 6 hours, it was still considered basar. So is the pasuk telling us that for 6 hours is basar, or even after 6 hours? So now what we have is both a fundamental machlokas and a nafkamina. We have a fundamental machlokas between Rambam and Rashi. What's the reason that we wait for an extended period of time between meat and milk? According to Rashi, the reason is because of the palate, and therefore, the Gemara is telling us that even after 6 hours, basar bein hashinayim is going to be asur. According to Rambam, the reason we wait is because of the basar bein hashinayim, and the Gemara is telling us that for 6 hours, then it's considered basar bein hashinayim. Afterwards, it's not. Questions?
If you're Rambam, if I floss, can I wait less?
Great question. According to the Rambam, that the concern is basar bein hashinayim, so what happens if we take care of that basar bein hashinayim? So the answer is that poskim say no, that we're concerned that you're just not going to be able to get rid of the basar completely. You're going to think that you got rid of it, and you didn't. That's what most poskim say. Alternatively, there is another understanding of the Crazy Uplacy, who says that actually there is a machlokas in the Gemara how long digestion takes place. That digestion takes place either 72 minutes or 6 hours. And what's that machlokas? Not really a machlokas. He says that discussion is whether we go after tchilasa ikul, when the stomach begins to digest everything, or you go after sofa ikul, that's entirely digested. So some say that the answer to your question is that even according to Rambam, if you flossed, the Rambam is saying that the shiur of the zman ikul is 6 hours, and you have to wait for the time that it takes to digest. But it's not the simple reading of all the Rambam. This pshat of the Crazy Placey is not the pshat. According to the Crazy Placey, your question would be easily answered, but We don't assume that way. And the answer, it seems to be, is that according to Rambam, we're not concerned. However, now let's look back in the Shulchan Aruch. Now you give me a lumdish reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch like I'm done it. Okay, now let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. So Shulchan Aruch said like this. Va'afilu imsha kashir. Even if it's already 6 hours, nevertheless, if there's meat in between your teeth, you have to remove that. So who would that be according to? Rashi. Oh,
and the Rambam, though.
Because here, it's after 6 hours. Since it's after 6 hours, very good. According to the Rambam, it's only for the first 6 hours. And the Pasuk is telling you that after 6 hours, it's not kosher. And then, just a second, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Vahalois latinok tsarech lahamtin. And someone who chews for a kid, he also has to wait. What are we talking about? We're talking about a kid that's not yet, doesn't swallow yet. And it could very well be that the mother and father do things differently when people are watching, when they're not watching. But when they're not watching, so what they would do is, if it's a lot easier for them, instead of mashing up, they'll just chew it a little in their mouth, not swallow, and give it to the kid to eat, right? So here the halacha is that a mother or father that does that, they also have to wait 6 hours. Who's this psak? This psak is v'alois latinok tsarech lahamtin, like the Rambam. So here we have a split psak. Split psak is that we're choshesh l'chumra for both shitas. Because we said that on the one hand, we're choshesh, that when it comes to the basar, bein ashinayim, you have to get rid of it even after 6 hours. That's according to the shita of Rashi. Because the shita of Rashi is that the chiddush is that even after 6 hours. Yet, the second shita is that you chew to be able to give to a child, so then in such a case...
You have the taste.
No. What we're talking about is the palate.
Did you make a bracha on it?
We're talking about the meat that you chew, that you keep at the front of your mouth. The palate is all the way in the back. So according to the Rashi, there isn't going to be a concern. The question was asked about bracha, so there is a big discussion in regards to brachos that we'll only get to when we get to either Hilchos Brachos or Hilchos Taruvos. When we get to Hilchos Taruvos, we'll discuss the status of chewing something and not swallowing it. Yeah?
Can't you say the first one's also the Rambam? Obviously...
By the way, bottom line is we don't make a bracha. L'maisa, we don't make a bracha.
Obviously, if after 6 hours you still have, you know, meat in your teeth, the Rambam's not going to tell you it's okay to eat.
No, the Rambam is. The Rambam says...
Even if you have clear meat in your teeth.
That's right, because al pi halacha, it's not considered. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. According to the Rambam, the Gemara is telling us what is the shear that's considered halachically significant meat. Right, that's what comes out. Let's read all this in the Taz. Take a look at the Taz of Katan Aleph. Yesh bazeh shnei tamim. There are two reasons of why we wait 6 hours. You must have thought about this, right? Why do we wait 6 hours? Oh, by the way, do you have to wait 6 hours? That's not pashut either. I keep on saying 6 hours because that's the general custom. So let's see what the Taz says, just to review what we've seen up until now. Yesh bazeh shnei tamim. There's two reasons over here. Echad, the first reason is that basar moitzi shuman, that the meat has fat coming out. Umoshech tam adzman aruch, and that tam of fat, that's what I called in the palate of the mouth. So that sticks around. The fat sticks around for a long time. Ufize mishalo ochel el lois latinok ein tzarech lahamtin. And according to this, you don't need to wait if you just chew. V'tam hasheni hu shel Rambam mishum shebasar mein shnayim demikri basar. Here you see it, Yona. The mikri basar, it's called basar ad sheishos. V'acher kach havi kumu'ukol. And after 6 hours, it's considered as if it's been entirely digested. Ulefi zeh gam alois latinok chay v'hamtin. And therefore, if you chew, then you'll have to wait. Rak, but on the other hand, yeshkula b'basar shebein hashinayim, there's leniency, she'acher sheishos, that after 6 hours, you don't have to be concerned. According to the Rambam, Rakish Kula, there is a Kula, but Basa Shemayin Hashemayim, Shachar Sheishos, that is where he spells out what I said, that after 6 hours, it's going to be Mutter. How do we paskin? V'kayim alon lahachmir kishnei atamim. This is an example of where, Rav Nevensal Shlita told me this, that in Basa B'chalav, we're noeg much more stringencies than by other things. This is an example of that, because this chashash itself is only a chashash derabbanan, as I pointed out when we started, that even if you eat them together, it would only be iser derabbanan. And yet we have a distance of 6 hours, so it seems that we had added stringencies when it came to basar v'chalav. Okay. The Ramah continues. V'imotza achakach basar shemein shinayim. So if we're choshish for both opinions, that means that if you find meat between your teeth, and that's a problem. Umesiro, if you remove it, sarach la'adiach piv kodem, shiochol gvin, then you should wash your mouth out, because the meat came through your mouth. If the meat came through your mouth, then you should wash it out again before eating cheese. Okay. Now, the mechaber was mefurish, ad shiyisha sheishos, until 6 hours. Now, this statement, until 6 hours, you will look the Gemara up and down, up and down. 6 hours does not appear anywhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that when one eats meat, you have to wait. Misu'uda l'su'uda. You have to wait from one meal to the next. In other words, if you have meat, and normally you'll eat your lunch meal later, you can't have a lunch snack. A lunch snack is not going to be acceptable. A lunch snack is not acceptable. You have to wait misu'uda l'su'uda. What the Gemara doesn't tell us is what is the amount of time called misu'uda l'su'uda. The Rambam is explicit. I see there's a Rambam there. Do you mind? Can I be my tree with you? Can you get me a Rambam? Basic. The Rambam is explicit.
Which one?
Kedusha. Generally, volume 2. So the Rambam is going to be explicit that is 6 hours. Why? Because from one meal to the next, let's see, what time do you have lunch today?
12:45.
So now it's, you're a little hungry? It's now 6:35. So it will be normal 6 hours, but we're going to learn a little extra. If you're hungry, let me know, and I'll stop, Lee Nether. So, but the halacha is that normally we look at the normal time between meal to meal. What's the normal time from meal to meal? The normal time is 6 hours. So that's how the Rambam describes it.
Is breakfast halakhically considered
a meal? Yes, it would be considered a meal as well. Yes, breakfast also would be considered a meal. So let's see how the Mechaber brings it down. Let's see how he brings it down. Just 1 second. Says a Rambam in the end of Perek Tes in Machos Asuras, Misha achal basar betchila, someone who eats meat, bein besar behema bein besar of. By the way, all the Achronim are medayik. The Rambam didn't say chaya. We mentioned chaya. Lo yochal achar of chalav ad shiyah b'neim kedei shir suda acheres. So first the Rambam starts with the Gemara that you have to wait the amount of time suda acheres, and then the Rambam gives us the time. The who. Kimoshe shos. It's like 6 hours. An interesting word, like. Kimoshe shos. B'nei ha-basar she'bein ha-shinayim. She'ein asar b'kinuach. That's the answer to your question, Yonah, at the last 3 words of Rambam. Rambam says, you think you got rid of it, Yonah, you can't get rid of it. So since you can't get rid of it, the halacha is that you're stuck. Okay? So, for 6 hours. And then after six hours, then you'll be allowed.
This 5 hours comes from being back.
Oh, excellent. Very good. So there's a tradition that said in the name of Reb Chaim Mibrisk, that Reb Chaim said that since it says Kimoshe Shos, by the way, I think the Frankel edition in the Rambam, which is the more accurate one, is Kishe Shos, like 6 hours. That what does that mean? That means 5 hours and a minute. So there is such some who have a tradition that even according to Rambam, it would be 5 hours and a minute. But does the Shulchan Aruch seem to be consistent with this? No. Shulchan Aruch didn't say Kimoshe Shos. He said sheishos. So okay. That's from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not mashma that way. But in the Rambam, there are those who say that bedas Rambam. However, there are others who disagree. Tosa says no. From meal to meal, technically, you'll be allowed to bench and then go to the next the next meal. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that what's normally weighted from meal to meal. It means you need to bench and you can't do it in the same meal. The Gzera was that you can't have meat and milk in the same meal, even if you're not eating it together. And how do you assure that you're not eating in the same meal? What you do is you bench. Sounds like pretty sacrilegious, huh?
Is that like the Dutchman hug for like an hour?
Very good, very good.
It doesn't even sound like an hour.
But Mayri Virabi, remember Sal said, that might be the explanation for the minig of some people have 1 and 3. He said who is it? Yekis wait how long between?
Three.
I think Yankees and some Hungarians.
So Rebentzal suggested that maybe that his parents told him that in Germany they would eat 5 to 6 meals, short meals a day. So if you do the math, it actually works out pretty well. So that was Rebentzal's suggestion, that it could be that that's where it comes from. And now we're going to see all of this in the Rambam after Yonah's question. Go ahead.
No, if the meals, if you cut up your meals differently, can you...
Correct. And that's what seems according to Tosfos. Now, the Achronim point out that if you read the Rambam, the Rambam is not as unequivocal as the Mechaber, says Rambam. V'motzer achakach, boser shebein hashinayim. If he finds afterwards meat between his teeth, umei siro, and he removes it. Sarech la diach piv, he needs to wash his mouth out. Kodem shiochal gvina. V'yeshomer dein tzarech antin sheishos, rak miyad im silek, ubirach berach zemazon, mutra idek nioch v'adocha. Oh, Tesis. See, what does Tesis say? Tesis says that the halacha is that after a meal, all you have to do is wash your mouth out. V'aminik poshut b'medinos elu la'antin achachilis poshut sha'achas. Notice the Rambam's words. And the minug is in our areas to wait an hour. Why does Rambam say it's a minug? Because according to Tosfos, you don't even need to wait an hour. Wow. It's so interesting that in Klal Yisrael there's some things that the Rambam says that was the custom that no one would ever dream of doing. And there are other things that the Rambam is machmir on that people don't. By the way, let me just jump ahead and say that the Rambam concludes, V'yesh medagdikim, I know I'm in the middle of the Rambam, but just the Rambam's conclusion, V'yesh medagdikim is on top of the next page, lahamtin sheishos achrachiles pasal gvina v'chei nochen lasos. There are some who are careful to wait 6 hours after the eating of meat to cheese, and that is appropriate to do. It's appropriate to do that, to wait 6 hours. So that's why us Ashkenazim, many of us have the custom to wait 6 hours. It could very well be that since it's only a medagdik, it's not mikra dedina, and it's a minhag, because mikra dedina, you go from meal to meal, so then we could use our diuk in the Rambam. That even the Rambam, it's true, the Beis Yosef didn't understand the Rambam that way, but even the Rambam, who's the biggest machmir, it would be against the Beis Yosef, but anyhow, for us, it's quote-unquote just medagdikim and so on. Now the question is, where did this 1 hour come from? So we gave Rav Nevin Sal's pshat, and there is another pshat. The other pshat is quoted by the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon over here quotes the Zohar.
This is why Germans keep it, like people with German
descent. Correct.
Because of Vilna Gaon?
No, not because of Vilna Gaon, but that's where the source of it is. Okay. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says like this. He says the Zohar says that to be careful, always never to mix meat and milk, and to wait between meat and milk, kisha'a chada, like a sha'a chada. Now, sometimes it's not clear in the Aramaic whether it means literally an hour or another period of time. So the Gra understands that that's where this minute came from. The minute that the Ramah is describing is based on the Zaya. Take a look at the Gra. Sifkat and Vav. Oh, you might not have it in your photocopies.
No, we do.
He says, Binuya al Divrei Azar. It's built on the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. To call man the achel hay michla kechada o b'shaita chada o b'suda sachada. Not to eat b'shaita chada u b'suda chada. So some understand b'shaita chada. B'shaita could mean the same time, or you could translate shaita as an hour. So the Gra suggests that's where this hour comes from. But as we mentioned, there could be another explanation. Now, there's a big, big nafkamina of whether you learn the pshat is like the Gra, as we said, or is, as we said, that the general meals had an hour's time between the two. The nafkamina is going to be going from milchiks to fleishiks. There is no source in the Gemara that says that you have to wait a period of time going from milchiks to fleishiks. We're going to see that there are some who waited an hour between milchiks and fleishiks. Some suggest that that hour is the Zohar, that according to the Zohar, there's actually no difference between milchiks and fleishiks. We've been, of course, raised because we have 6 hours, so we, of course, look at milchiks and fleishiks entirely differently. But it is possible to read the Zohar. It's not clear if that Zohar would actually be saying that, but it is possible to read the Zohar as saying that both of them need shachada. What's shachada? 1 hour. And then we'll come out that there's no difference between the two. We're going to get back to milchiks to fleishiks later. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. Maybe you'll paskin on my milchiks to fleishiks. Yeah, have coffee and we're going to supper soon. Okay, it's the life of a Rebbe. You're about to find out, I guess, if you watch carefully. Okay, so let's continue with the Ramah. Vaminik Pashat b'medina seilu. Oh, shkayach. Now the question is, now we know why you brought the water. Yashikayach. Vaminik Pashat, thank you. Vaminik Pashat b'medina seilu. L'hamtenach, again, the Ramah. Achar to the spasa sha'achas. V'ochlen achakach gvina. Miut svichim levarek amkein berchas amazan achar basar. Now, don't make the mistake. Even if your family follows the lenient opinion of an hour, it's only if you make a bracha achrona. Only if you make a bracha achrona. If you don't make a bracha achrona, that is going to be a problem. You must make a bracha achrona. To oz, have a kisud acheres. That's considered another meal. To muta lechel divrei mikilim. Period. Ava below berchas amazon lo mahani amtona shachas. Without berchas amazon won't work. Vein chilikim hamten shakon berchas amazon achakach. You need an hour either before the berchas amazon or after berchas amazon. Then that's enough. Okay.
You count an hour from berchas amazon.
You could do it either way. You could either count an hour and then bench, or the other way
around. Does that work by the six also? That the six starts once you bench? Does that work by all of them, or just when you wait 1 hour? Does the six start once you bench?
The six starts once you stop. That's how that will come up also later on. Now, the rest of the Ramah, let's skip for now. And let's talk about going from one's. Let's talk about my halacha l'maisa shaila. That is, so I have coffee over here, and we're having, I presume, a fleishik supper. So now, what's the story? Can I not eat supper tonight? So let's take a look. Siv beis, or do I have to wait till after mishmar? Maybe by the time for shalant mishmar, then maybe I'll be able to have. Is it chant with meat or without meat?
With meat.
Ooh, ah. Okay. Siv beis. Says the mechaber. Ochel gvina. If you eat cheese, muta lechel achra basa miyad. You're allowed to eat meat immediately. Ubil vad. One condition. She yayin yodav shelo yeishum dover meagvina nidbak bohem. Okay. So this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara also in Perikol HaBasar, on Daf Kufhei as well, where all these other Gemaras appear, that the Gemara says that if you're going to eat, if you eat cheese, you can eat meat afterwards, but you have to do two things. You have to check your hands, and you have to wash your mouth out, and clean your mouth out, and rinse it out. You have to clean and rinse your mouth. So Rabosai, you got to do three things. One is to look at your hands if you ate cheese. Number two is to clean, to do what's called kinuach and hadacha. Kinuach means to clean out the mouth, and hadacha means to rinse it out. Okay? Oh. But if you read the Rambam that we just opened up, it's not talking about all milchiks. That's how the Rashash learns. If you look at the Rambam, listen to the Lashon HaRambam in this case. The Rambam writes, Misha achal gvina, chalav tchila mutter lechol achar miyad basa vitzarech sheyidiach yada vikinuach piv bein agvina ubein abasar. So Rabbi Osai, make a brisker diuk with me. Let me read again. Mi shachal gvino chal, if you ate cheese or milk, you're allowed to eat meat right away. V'tzarech sheyediach yada, but you need to wash your hands. V'kaneach piv, and clean out your mouth. Bein hagvino vein abasar. What's missing over here? Chalav. So what's the mashmos from the Rambam? Says the Rashash, that the only time you need to wash your mouth out is for cheese. But for milk, you don't even have to do that. Wow. Why? Why would you not have to do that? Cheese can get stuck between your teeth. That, with you do kinuach and adacha, that will get rid of it. According to Rambam, it's not going to get rid of it even after. When it comes to meat, you can't get rid of meat for 6 hours, even if you tried. But cheese, you could get rid of it. That you'd be able to get rid of. That makes sense, right? Meat is much more is tougher. What's that?
I read something about like gvina
kasha. Oh, gvina kasha. That we're going to get to shortly. Okay. So here the Mechaber says, "V'imu b'layla she'en yochel la'ayinosam heitev, tzarech l'rachtsam." You need to wash your hands. "V'tzarech l'kaneach pivu l'adicha." So that works. Our diuk from the Rashash and the Rambam works nicely in Shulchan Aruch as well. Because Shulchan Aruch only talks about cheese. What do you do if you ate a milchik dish and you have to clean out your mouth? So this is exactly what you got to do. V'akinuachu she'ilos pas, you need to chew bread. V'kaneach bo piv yofen, then clean out your mouth well. V'chein b'chol dover she'yirtze, and this applies to all things. Chutz mikimcha v'timri v'yiracha. In other words, as long as you chew anything, except something that's soft. What's something that's soft? So I would have said gum. But the Shulchan Aruch never imagined that we would chew our cuds. That's for cows to do. So what's the example that he gives? He gives an example of dates and vegetables. L'fishem nitbakim b'chanichim. These things are not tough enough, and they get stuck in the palate, and they don't really grind into the teeth. What's that?
Bread is kind of soft nowadays. So.
Oh, so it seems like that they thought that would be enough to remove it. There isn't a chiluk over here between soft bread and hard bread. I didn't see anybody say that you have to be machmir to look for a hard piece of bread. Okay, cake. Then what's that?
About cake.
Yeah, it seems to me that would be fine. What's the best thing nowadays? Good dental hygiene is always good as well. So it would seem to me that to floss or to brush one's teeth would be fine. But to wash one's mouth out, people say to wash your mouth out. To wash your mouth out, it would seem to me, is not enough. If we're talking about cheese itself. Why? Because you need to do kinuach and hadacha. Washing your mouth out is hadacha, it's not kinuach. So that's, I think, something that people are not aware of. Many people say, wash out your mouth. But it would seem to me that ideally you should do kinuach, and hadacha might not be enough. The only thing that the Shach says in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, if you take a look, that it doesn't matter the order. You could change the order. You could change the order. You could do rinsing first and then chewing the bread, but you should do both. Rinsing the mouth out. This whole shayla that I had said about coffee might not apply at all tonight, because who knows what's for supper tonight? Shawarma, right?
It depends.
I think it's usually shawarma.
Meatballs sometimes.
Oh, so it's a nafgamina whether it's shawarma or meatballs. Shawarma comes from chicken. Depends. The real shawarma is from lamb, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Right? But we in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, that our ruchnius is top notch. Our gashmius is okay, but it's not the same top notch. And if you want to come to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem, you should. But yeah. you have to recognize that it's the gashmius is not going to be everything. when you go for one thing, you don't always get the best of the other thing. So anyhow, so shawarma is chicken, it's not lamb, and so therefore it would be only derabbanan. And therefore, even if we would say that the person ate cheese beforehand, even someone who ate cheese, according to Mechaber, why? Why are we so makel? Because it's only a derabbanan, right? Chicken and milk is only derabbanan. The Mechaber is makel. The Rambah is machmir. V'yesh machmir and afil b'sar achar gvina. It's summer machmir. Comes along the Gra, and the Gra says it's the Zoyar again. Because the Mechaber had a good Svara. That is, we're only machmir on Doraisas. We're not machmir on derabbanans. Because there'll be too many Xeris. Comes along the Gra, and the Gra says it's because you have the Zoyar. Zohar that said that there's no difference between, that seemed to be mashma, there's no difference between going from basar to chal to gvina and gvina to basar.
Okay.
Just one second. Yeah. Take a look at the Gra. Yud Aleph. V'chein mashma midivrei azoyar. But the Gra is bothered. What about what happens when the Zayar goes against the Gemara? So the Gra works very, very hard that the Gemara should never be against the Zohar. And he says, this is not against the Gemara. The Gemara only said you need to wait from meat to milk and not milk to meat. So he says, but the Gemara already told us that there were people that were machmir on themselves even longer period of time. Mar Ukva describes that his father used to wait 24 hours, Rabbi Osai, from fleishiks to milchiks. Clearly that's not mi'ikra to Dina, but this is another example of customs that we took upon ourselves to be machmir. So says the Zayar, once the Gemara already introduced that there's a hidur of being even more machmir, so that's what the Zohar is doing, that the Zohar said, to make it one directional is too confusing. Let's make it two directions, and therefore we're not going to differentiate between going from meat to cheese and cheese to meat. What were you going to ask?
If there's, let's say, a cake with milk in it, so would that be more under the category of gvina or milk?
Excellent question. Okay. Excellent question that we're probably not going to get to until next time. Until next time. Mirza Shem Shushat. Let's see. How does it work? Monday's Tainus Esther.
Wednesday's Purim.
Wednesday's Purim. Thursday. And Thursday, everybody's going back to normal? Okay. Let's see.
By 6:10.
By 6:10. Okay. So that will Mirza Shem see next time. Oh! So Paskin for me, Rabosai, what do you say? What do I have to do now?
Fine.
According to the Rashash. According to the Rashash, fine. And if you didn't go like the Rashash, so then maybe also there's more room to be makel to say that all you need is hadacha, because the whole thing is only the palate. It's not between the teeth. So maybe when do you need kinuach? Maybe that's only when it's stuff that you're concerned, cheese or meat that's going to be stuck between the teeth. Coffee, how is it going to get stuck between the teeth? Somebody brought up hard cheeses. Says the Rama, v'chein noagim, our custom is to be machmir for going from cheese to milk to meat. Why? Shekol shagvina kasha ein ochlen achare afilu basar of kamo gvina achar basar. Because when the cheese is hard, we don't eat after it, even chicken, just like cheese after meat. That's 6 hours! Wow! So here we go. Says the Rama, we have a custom to be machmir on hard cheeses. Why? Because of the fact that the cheese might get stuck between the teeth. Continues the Rama, according to Rashi, or the palate, that's a much stronger taste. V'yesh mekilin ve'en limchos, v'yesh mekilin, there's someone mekel, ve'en limchos, don't be moche. In other words, okay, they're mekel. Rashi yasu kinuach v'adach v'tizitayim, miu tov v'hachmir. So Rama clues that it's best to be machmir. So to this day, most poskim follow this halacha. And that is a hard cheese, you need to wait 6 hours. You have to be careful. not all cheeses, is it enough to do kinuach and adacha, or wait an hour? By the way, most learn that when it comes to cheese, and this might be a machlokas shach and taz, but if you wait an hour, you don't do kinuach adacha, according to the shach, it'll be acceptable. According to the taz, it will not be acceptable. Rav Vosner is actually choshesh for the taz, many who are mako, that you need to wait an hour, but that's only by soft cheese. If we're talking about hard cheese, then a person's going to have to wait 6 hours. Of course, the $64,000 question over here is what qualifies as hard cheese. So for that, take a look at the shach. Sifkat and tezvav. Shekol she'agvina kasha. Take a look at the shach. U'min astam imhi yishana shisha chadashim. If it's 6 months old. Now, there are different cheeses that are made at different paces. A Swiss cheese, the reason it got so hard is because it spent a lot of time being curdled. And when it curdles, it gets harder and harder. That's how cheeses are made. So Shach says, if it's 6 months, then it's really hard. And then the halacha is, you have to wait 6 hours. 6 months for 6 hours. If it's less than 6 months, the mashmos of the Shach is, that's like regular milchiks, and then you only have kinuach and hadacha, and maybe waiting an hour, according to the Zohar. There is a chumra that's quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and Meiri V'Rabbi of Nem Zatzal holds that this is not a chumra, that's Me'ikri D'Dina, that this shear of the Shach, of 6 hours, is only in those days, when they didn't have a lot of enzymes, and everything developed slowly. But today, they're able to make cheeses a lot more quickly. They throw enzymes in, and it gets harder a lot faster. So Rav Nemtzal basically claims that most of today's cheeses, I'm not talking about cream cheese, I'm talking about what we call American cheese, or what's called Gvina Tzuhuba here in Israel, those cheeses are as hard as the Shach's cheeses that took 6 hours to make. And the Shach was never talking about just Swiss cheese, the real, real hard, fancy Swiss cheeses. He was talking about almost all cheeses today. And therefore, the Talmidim of Rav Nemtzal Shlita who follow his chumras will wait 6 hours from most cheeses to eating fleishiks. And that means even waiting 6 hours after pizza. Because pizza starts off as something that's relatively hard. And then in such a case, then it has a din of the requirement to wait 6 hours.
Does Rebbe do that?
Rav Soloveitchik used to look at the Talmidim when they asked what he do, and then he would glare at them and he'd say, it's none of your business what I do. But this is a chumra. I think I said what I did. So this is a chumra, and this is a chumra that Rav Nemtzal holds, that's Me'ikr Dedina. So there are people who are machmir for that. Okay, we really went through the halachas of waiting. B'siyata d'shmaya. That was geshmak.
Thank you, Shmak.